America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, continuing on with the conversations regarding the trip that we took to Alaska, courtesy of Corvus Gold Corp and International Tower Hill Bines. By the way, we are not giving investment advice. I say that every single time I can on this particular program because I am not a registered investment advisor. If I'm ever talking with a registered investment advisor and they are, in their opinion, giving advice, you know, that will be fully disclosed. Anyhow, I am chatting right now with Sean Broderick. Sean, you a registered investment advisor, buddy?
No, I'm not. We are publishers here at Waste Research.
There you go. Okay, Sean was along on the trip with us. He is, you know, we've traveled all over the world together. I highly respect his opinion. I'm not even going to ask him any specific questions. Let's just assume, Sean, that we're talking about starting Sunday morning, and we're leaving the Caribou Lodge and we're heading for the Chisholm property of Corvus Gold. You got it, buddy, and you can say whatever you want.
Well, I think those guys are really smart. Obviously, they're good project generators. That is, they can find worthwhile projects, drill them up, and really make them interesting. This is the same team that took International Tower Hill from a very small company to what's probably going to be the next big gold mine in Alaska. And then they were smart. They decided to turn over the actual development of the of International Tower Hill's main project to some other people that they brought in, and they went off and did what they do best, which is exploring. And that's what Corvus is about, and I think it'll be a great vehicle for them and a good investment for just people who really want a piece of what's going on in Alaska right now.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, we visited four properties, but the two that really stood out in my mind was the Chisholm property, which really you should call it the Chisholm area because there are three or four major targets there. We visited one of them, and then we also visited the Terra property, which the way they're handling the Terra property, I find it to be absolutely genius because that property, starting probably next year, is going to be providing those guys significant cash flow.
Sure. They'll have small-scale production. And one thing you have to realize is it's very remote. It's whatever gold they produce there, they'll have to either fly out or else I suppose they could take it along the winter road to where they could put it on some kind of a barge or something if they had to. But it's not right down the highway. However, they have a partner in there who is earning its way into the project, spending over $9 million, and is just going to rapidly progress with that project and, yes, have some cash coming in. And so that's one of the smart things that we are seeing Corvus doing is they know that they have other great projects they want to work on. They can't devote their full time to this one that's way out in the mountains, so they bring in someone else, turn it over to people who have actual expertise in that kind of mining, which not everybody has, and then they move on to the things that they can really focus on.
You know, a comment regarding the remoteness of this particular project. Yeah, it is remote, but remote projects are not exactly – remote mining projects aren't exactly unique. I mean, and people need to realize they have – and you could look at some of the pictures that are on our website that kind of, you know, show you what we saw and where we were at. But these are – some of them are remote, but by the same token, you know, they put these camps in, and they're actually very, very – efficient little cities in terms of, you know, self-sufficiency, in terms of personnel, in terms of safety, et cetera, et cetera. And that's one of the things that I think is just absolutely fascinating about the mining industry is how self-sufficient these people are. Make a comment on management, would you?
Oh, well, again, extremely smart guys. We have Jeff Pontius, who is a geologist, and he was really the founder of International Tower Hill. By the way, speaking of non-remote mines, International Tower Hill's main project is right off of Main Highway. So there is that. But also with Corvus, we have Russ Myers. These are two very smart rock hounds. They know what the heck they're doing, and they know how to push a project along. So they drill with purpose, and they have a plan in mind. They just, you know, bring in the results, study them, and then make the plan for what they're going to do next. They seem to be good at raising money, too, which is always good for management. You can't just have people who know how to drill. They have to know how to raise money. And so, you know, they're cashed up, ready to go. I think it's pretty good management, too. Really smart.
Well, okay, let's flip over to International Tower Hill. Okay, International Tower Hill is the senior of the two companies. They are sister companies, and you heard the whole story about how they originated from Jeff Pontius and Russ Myers and other folks in the first hour. But looking at International Tower Hill, again, very, very competent management. You know, you talk about raising money to start the company. Jeff Pontius, in order to get the Live and Good property, had to raise right out of the gate $10 million, and he did it. Okay, that was not a problem. Today, it is probably, you know, and this is a forward-looking statement, and there are no guarantees in the mining business, but these guys could very, very easily become, my opinion, not investment advice, but they could become one of the largest mining operations in the state of Alaska.
Well, one thing people have to realize is it's never easy to bring a project to mine. There are hoops that you have to jump through. There are all sorts of, like, permits and stuff you have to get. And one thing that International Tower Hill did, which is smart, is there are two big gold mines in Alaska right now, and they brought on the major people from those mines to help bring their Live and Good project from project to mine. So they have the people who are well connected, who are trusted by the people who have to make these approvals, and who know how to jump through the hoops. And that is half the battle for this. So I think that that's just, again, extremely smart management. They know what they're doing.
Let me ask you a question. Now, in terms of International Tower Hill, I would put that on a category which would consist of the very, very top advanced development stage companies in the world. Okay, do you agree with me on that?
Well, it's really comparing apples and oranges, because each project has its own challenges and its own advantages. But certainly they seem to be well on the path to becoming a mine, and it really looks like they're really gaining momentum. So unless something major comes along that derails them, yes, they should be very advanced, and they have good things going for them.
Oh, boy, they really do. And it looks like, well, I don't want to give any more projected dates, because in this business that's a really dangerous thing to do. You know, changing the subject, but not really. You know, I have to tell you, I was really impressed with a number of things about Alaska. Number one, I was very impressed with the common sense of every single person we met, and that would include waitresses in restaurants, desk clerks in motels, you know, everybody. There is a real sense of self-sufficiency up there. There is a real sense, in my humble opinion, in Alaska of true common sense capitalism. And I got to tell you, I am definitely going back, number one. And number two, you know, if I were a bit younger, I would almost think about spending a fair amount of time up there because of that. I mean, it's an area that is, in my opinion, embodies the basic philosophy that made the United States great.
Well, yes, they have a lot of good things going for them. Personally, I'd love to go back for the kayaking, I can tell you that. We did fly over and also explore on truck. Some real natural beauty. And so that's one of the things they have going for them. Also, they are what you might call elephant country, in that we don't know what's in Alaska. There's a lot of exploring. There's a lot of drilling to go on. But there's plenty of big projects, elephants, that can still be discovered there because it is so unexplored. So you put those together. You have good, smart people. Obviously, people who are used to being independent. Boy, did we hear some stories about how independent some of them are.
Oh, yeah.
But that is good because, you know, it gives the people the real can-do spirit. And so, yes, they have a lot of things going for them up there.
I got to tell you, man, it's a can-do spirit, the like of which you don't see very often, particularly in our society today. You see a lot of what can you do for me. But up there, that's not even close, not even close to being an issue. Sean, it was great to have you on the trip, and I appreciate your time, my friend.
Always good to talk to you, Al. Thank you.
ready to save, then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. As you know, this is the hour that we talk about companies. But let me just tell you, we just spent 5 days up in Alaska, courtesy of International Tower Hill Mines and their sister company, Corvus Gold. I'm sure by now on the show you're aware of that. I got to tell you, Big Al was very, very impressed with both of these companies. As a matter of fact, on Monday, I announced to my listeners that I would be buying stock in Corvus in 3 days. As a point of fact, I did do that, picked up the stock on Wednesday. I will probably, after some lengthy conversations that I had with Jim Comodina, I will probably also be picking up shares in International Tower Hill Mines. I think these are both very, very interesting companies. When the time comes for me to buy shares in ITH, I will again give you the 3 days' notice. Okay, one of the folks that joined us on the trip was Jordan Rayburn. Jordan is the purveyor of a website called The Daily Gold. He was with us on virtually every second of the way in terms of our visit with Corvus and in terms of our visit with International Tower Hill. Jordan, let's start out with Corvus first. I mean, from the time we got in the helicopter, right?
Yeah, well, let me just start off by thanking both companies, the management, and also Shirley, who does IR for both companies. She was very kind to invite us all along, and I thought the trip was fantastic. And let me tell you, I'm sure you've probably already said in a segment, but the scenery at Corvus Gold and a couple of their projects, just, I mean, really spectacular and breathtaking. I mean, those are the types of adjectives I would use to describe it. And I think, let's just go back a little bit. Corvus was spun off from Tower Hill about a year ago. And, you know, what the management was saying is that it kind of, you know, it took a lengthy period for the old management at ITH to go on to Corvus and then for new management to come to Tower Hill. So that's why the Corvus stock has kind of trended down for 6 or 9 months or whatever it's been. And, you know, now they're really starting to get serious. And one thing I would mention that these projects that Corvus has, these were projects that Tower Hill acquired back before gold was $600. So, I mean, you see a lot of new companies today, you know, they're acquiring projects with the gold price that is, you know, $1,700 or $1,800. So these are projects that Tower Hill originally acquired. I don't know when it was, maybe 2005, 2006. Go ahead. Well, Jeff Pontius, who is the head of Tower Hill and now is the head of Corvus along with Russell Myers, you know, but he was basically telling me, yeah, we got these properties back when, you know, gold was below 600. So that's an important point. Another point about Corvus, its market cap is only about 22 or 23 million. It has 8 million in cash. And I believe Corvus has 5 projects. They have, I believe, 4 in Alaska. And those 4 in Alaska, they've joint ventured those where their partners are spending most of the money. And they're focusing on their North Bullfrog project in Nevada. But getting back to the projects in Alaska, so this is a company with a low market cap, but has a lot of cash, so it's not going to need to raise money, you know, anytime soon. And one of the projects that we saw, the Terra project, Corvus, along with its partner, I think the name of it is West Mountain Gold, they found a very high-grade vein there. And so that is going to probably go into production next season, you know, next May when the weather allows them to produce. And so based on what I was calculating, I think Corvus could get something like, well, this is just a calculation, but maybe 2 to 3 million a year, that's earnings that they get. So, I mean, that's pretty significant. If you subtract the market cap of Corvus, I mean, excuse me, you subtract the cash from the market cap, right now the enterprise value is only, say, around 15 million. And so they're going to be, you know, getting this cash flow or these earnings starting, you know, next spring or early next summer. And so that's very significant. And on top of that, they have a project in Nevada, the North Bullfrog project. We didn't see that, but they're quite excited about it. And there's going to be a new resource coming out, I believe, in the next couple months. And they think that that could potentially, the new resource estimate could reach 1 million ounces. And also on top of that, which you've talked about, I mean, if you look at the management team, these guys have a lot of experience. I mean, not just a few years of experience, but decades of experience. And Jeff Pontius and Russell Myers, obviously, they had a huge success with Tower Hill. You know, and what they're saying is, you know, we think that Corvus is basically where Tower Hill was in 2006 or 2007. And so I think, you know, looking at juniors, these are the types of companies that you really want to look at. I mean, Corvus really has everything you're looking for as far as the projects, the people involved, the potential cash flow, and, you know, the strong financial position.
Well, they've got a very strong financial position. They're a great little company, and that was, I'd have to say, probably the main reason that that I decided to, you know, to put some money into it. Let's go over to ITH. You know, ITH is going to be, in my humble opinion, one of the, but I need to go back and correct one thing, by the way. Jordan was saying that management is expecting the new 43-101 numbers to come in somewhere around 1 million ounces. You could, folks have to, out there have to really keep in mind that's a forward-looking statement. There's nothing official about that. So don't use that number at this point in time for much of anything other than cocktail conversation. But having said that, Jordan, let's go over to ITH. That is a very, very impressive property, in my opinion. And, you know, the management at International Tower Hill, I got to tell you, starting right up with Rick and Jim, the president and the chief executive officer, we got a very competent group of people here. What do you think about ITH?
What strikes me about ITH, number one, they've been able to make the transition from an exploration company to a development company that's going to be able to move this project much closer to production. And, you know, as you noted, they've really brought in the right people who have experience doing that. They brought in Carl. I don't remember his last name, but Carl has a lot of experience in permitting. He's able to permit a mine in Alaska, the Pogo mine. And, you know, he's from Fairbanks. So, I mean, he's really the perfect guy to permit this project and bring it closer to production. And ITH, I mean, if you look at their market cap and the amount of measured and indicated gold resources they have, it's only trading at something like $35 to $40 an ounce. And this isn't, I mean, they have 16 million ounces of gold measured and indicated, I believe, if I'm correct. And so that, I mean, it's trading at a very low valuation. And I think as they move the project closer to production, get some of the permitting done, that's going to, you know, take more of the risk away. And so I don't know if Tower Hill is going to be acquired immediately, but I would think, you know, somewhere in 6 to 12 months, I think majors are going to start to get very, very interested. And just looking at the stock, you know, because I like to track the technicals, in the last, call it the last 2 weeks or so, Tower Hill has shown a lot of relative strength. It's started to outperform the sector. And, I mean, it made a strong bottom at 650, and then that was in June. And, you know, during the stock market swoon, it had bottomed just below 675, and it shot right back up to now about $8.30. So, you know, there's a lot of companies out there, but what I really like to see is strong relative strength. I want to own something that's outperforming the sector and its peer group, and Tower Hill has – it started to do that the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Tower Hill, in my humble opinion, is a very, very strong situation. I would put it right up there in the same category as I would put, for example, Nova Gold. You know, Nova Gold has two of the largest assets in the world, one located in Alaska, one located over in Canada. And Nova Gold also has a very strong management team. But I got to tell you, International Tower Hill is a company that is every bit on the same, you know, on the same level as Nova Gold. And it's very, very interesting, as we discussed earlier in the show, just how much International Tower Hill is going to provide to the economy of Alaska. And we're going to also talk about that more in the final segment. So, Jordan, thanks so much, buddy. Always a pleasure.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour, the third segment of the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. There's a mouthful. We're still in Alaska, chatting right now with Dan Pacini. Those of you who have not heard Dan on the program before, he's a CPA. He is an investment advisor, works out of the Bay Area, very, very bright man, has been involved in the resource industry for probably 20, 25 years. His insight is very, very valuable to me. He goes on a lot of these property visits with us, and it's input that I need for what I do, I have to tell you, and consider it to be valuable. Dan, you know, that was one of the most interesting trips I have ever taken. We have already spoken with Jim Comedina. We've spoken with Jeff Pontius. In the next segment, we're going to talk with Dr. Russell Myers. I mean, we devoted the whole show to Alaska. The reason I've done that is because I believe that we have discovered, and this is only a potential, okay? You know, you got to be really careful what you say on the air, and I'm really careful when I say this is only a potential. There's no guarantees. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I'm not telling you to buy any stock. But, you know, these two companies could make a meaningful impact on mining in Alaska. International Tower Hill could very easily turn into the second largest, you know, gold mine in Alaska. Corvus could be one of the more important exploration stage companies. I really, really like these two companies. Having said that, what's your impression? You as bullish as I am?
Yeah, I got to say, the level of professionalism of both of these outfits, of course, Corvus spun off from ITH, but the management structure, the management team in both companies is impressive. The venture partners that they've assembled at Corvus for each of the individual projects is impressive. I think they have the right people working on the projects. In ITH case, I think they got the right CEO for this
low-grade, very large project. I think he's leading them properly, and they've got the right people in each of the various assignments. They've got 600-plus drills out there. They've really expanded that project. And at Corvus, you can just tell the individual properties. We were able to go to see Terra and also Chisna, and we flew over LMS, but we didn't really get to see it. But you can just see the level of professionalism and the fact that they have really gotten a pretty good handle on these properties.
Well, having a good handle on the properties, I think, is almost the understatement of the day. You know, what I was impressed with is these guys realize the limit of their realize their limitations. Okay, and what do I mean by that? Okay, Russell Myers and Jeff Pontius are experts in the area of exploration. I mean, Russ has got a PhD, Jeff has got a master's degree. They've had a very, very successful career with Anglo. They've discovered some, you know, a huge amount of properties, et cetera, and they realized, for example, in the case of International Tower Hill, that they took that particular project, which is a roughly 20 million ounce deposit, okay, they took that project to their limit, and then they brought in people who could take it to the next level, people like, you know, Carl Brechtel, Jim Comedina, and those guys. And that, to me, is very, very impressive. It's a great example of not thinking that you're necessarily the prettiest baby in the nursery, and consequently, all the kids in the nursery win.
Yeah, I got to say, the one benefit of being able to go on some of these trips, it's an expensive process for financial advisors like myself, because we're away from the market, away from our desk, away from our phone for a period of time, and that is expensive. But you get a lot of very good information. In the case of Corvus and ITH, you get to have frank discussions with people at various levels of those organizations. And if you sit down with them, to a man and a woman, they do understand the limitations of their projects and the difficulties they've encountered and what they're facing and the fact that they don't know a lot of things. In fact, Jim Comedina, he made a point of stressing the Rumsfeld line that we don't know a lot about the unknowns and the unknown unknowns. And so we're sorting through that, and they have actually opened up a lot of different areas that they didn't understand. And in the last few years, they've really made a good analysis of what they're facing. And it turns out it's going in their direction. We've got a lot of positive results. And I think that the picture is going to get even brighter for them.
Well, I think the picture is definitely going to get really brighter. You know, the one thing that impressed me is that I really, really admire the work ethic among the Alaskan population. Now, there's only about 700,000 people up there, but I got to tell you, they are real individuals. They make things happen, Dan.
You know what's really pleasant about Alaska is they want to do these projects. They really do. Even the people who work at the government levels that are just there to approve permits, who don't really have a stake in it. I mean, they're not the seat holders, the political office holders, who are going to win points with the electorate. They're just people doing a job. And you have this impression. It feels like they really want to get these projects approved, find a sensible way to do them that's environmental, that covers all the bases, that handles everybody's issue. But they want to get them done because they want to get the resources, and they want to get the employment, and they want to have, you know, a good working model there that makes sense. Instead of in many other areas, I live in one in California where they want to find any obstacle to get in the way of doing something, which is refreshing. It must be nice to work in that area in Alaska, where people are actually really trying to get to a good positive result for everyone.
Well, you know, it's interesting. At the end of the first hour of this show, I was chatting with Carl Hahnemann, who's the general manager. I mean, here's a guy who's born and raised in Fairbanks. He loves the mining industry, and he loves his city, and he loves his state. And he was talking about, you know, the benefits to Fairbanks and to the state in general that ITH, if in fact it goes into production, the benefits that will accrue, you know, and not to repeat what he said, but, you know, you're looking at better than $25 million of additional cash generation per year in Fairbanks alone. You're looking during the construction phase of the creation of 1,000 jobs. You're looking during the mining phase of 500 or more jobs. And you know, all of these jobs pay, quite frankly, $80 an hour or better. I mean, how can anybody say that that's not a good thing for the, you know, for the economy up there?
Yeah, I mean, we saw a perfect example, and this is a metaphor for all of that. We looked at that pipeline. We went in Fairbanks, we were able to stop and view the pipeline, and it is quite a feat of ingenuity and engineering. And the fact that they can't run enough oil through there for a variety of reasons, most of them are occurring at the federal level, it just doesn't make any logical sense. You have these resources beyond the jobs. There's a resource there which should be tapped. And if you can do it in an environmental way, in a responsible way, they should tap the resource. And it's the same in mining. And it's just, like I said, it was pleasant to see that people are really trying. We were talking about the Pogo mine, which was right next to, you know, a fish area. But it's a very significant traffic of fish through there. And they were able to figure out a way that saved that waterway and was create a productive mine there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, taking that to the next level, you know, it was funny when we were at International Tower Hills, the first thing we went through was a half an hour safety orientation. There was a lot of discussion about the environmental considerations. Carl was brought out the fact at the end of the first hour that they've got three people on staff who deal just with environmental issues. I mean, these guys are serious. They don't want to mess up a good thing.
I think what you can really see in the case of ITH is they're coming close to putting together a real mine. And as they do that, the level of professionalism increases. They're starting to hit on all the different bases. The level of security, obviously at Corvus, you know, it's at a lower state and it's getting there. But these guys at ITH are getting to a mine. And so now they're putting everything in place. And that's why that high level of security. And sometimes we were laughing about it because it is such a high level wearing steel-toed shoes and helmets when you're just looking at core. It's kind of crazy, but at the same time, they realize this is what it takes. If you're going to run a professional operation, you need to have all these things in place.
And they definitely have them all in place. Dan, thank you so much. Listen, Big Al's going to be right back with Dr. Russell Myers, the president of Corvus. Stick around.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the Alaska show. I guess I better start calling it that with Dr. Russell Myers. Russ is the president of Corvus Gold. Russ is also one of the co-founders of International Tower Hill Mines. We opened the show with Jeff Pontius, and now we're going to close the show with Russ. These are two guys who have worked together for an awful long time. They found some great properties up in Alaska. They made arrangements to vend those properties into their public company. How can you call it their public company? They're probably not even major shareholders, but into a public company. And I have to tell you, as I've said numerous times throughout the course of this program, this is the kind of stuff that movies are made out of. Russ, let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about, number one, why you guys, from your perspective, why you guys started ITH and then spun off Corvus.
Well, I think that Jeff and I are both basically exploration geologists, and our job is to find new projects at Anglo Gold. We had good support. Jeff had started in Alaska looking around in around 2000, and we had built a real portfolio of good projects. Anglo Gold just lost their sort of vision of what they wanted to do in exploration in North America, so they decided that they were going to pull out of North American exploration, and Jeff said, wow, we've got all these great projects we've been working on. Why would we just let them go? And so at PDAC in 2006, he was talking to some people there, and the concept of ITH was born, is that, you know, we've got a great portfolio of projects, and just because Anglo Gold didn't want to fund them for that year, there was no reason to just let all that hard work go to waste. And so that was how it was born.
You know, we've talked earlier in the show with a number of your colleagues. We talked with Jim Comedina, who's now the chief executive officer of International Tower Hill. We spoke with Carl Brechtel, who's the president of ITH. Spoke with Chris Puckner, who's your chief geologist for ITH. We haven't spent, in my opinion, enough time on Corvus. Now, I want to say again, I say this every time I talk about Corvus on the air, and that is, I gave you notice I was going to buy stock in Corvus on Monday, and I bought it on Wednesday. So I am not – this is an arm's length. I am very, very prejudiced. I like this company a lot, and I am now a shareholder, as I told you I would be on Monday. Now, having said that, we visited some very, very interesting properties. We visited the Terra property, which is going to turn into a real cash cow for you guys. We visited another property prior to that. It wasn't even a single property. It was a group of properties where we helicoptered in. Let's start there. Then let's talk a little bit about Terra, and then let's talk about the North Bullfrog property down in Nevada.
Okay. Well, the first property we visited was the Chisna property, and that project came out of the idea that with the discovery of Pebble, Alaska had changed its fundamental address. People have historically said, well, you know, Alaska, the porphyry coppers in Alaska are smaller and low grade, and it's not really a good place for porphyry coppers. But the Pebble East discovery transformed that, and as we all know, porphyry copper deposits tend to hang around in clusters in time and space. And we looked at the belt of rocks and the age of magmatism that made Pebble East and the Pebble deposit and said, hey, there's more potential around the other side of this same arc. And so that's how we began looking at Chisna. We took a while to put together the property package that we have, but we found a porphyry copper of the right age and worked on that last year. We've got a lot of ground that's got a thin veneer of cover, a lot of alteration, but we've got the right age, we've got the right type of mineralization, and now we're just working our way through the 900 square kilometer land package that we've got in the Chisna area.
I have to tell you, Chisna, I was very, very impressed with two things. Number one, the grandeur of that property. It is absolutely amazing. But I was also really impressed with your support staff. I mean, your project manager there, they're really competent guy, and he's just throwing himself 100% into this deal, and he's also a real veteran of mining in Alaska.
Yeah, Chris Brown is our representative on the project, and he's our exploration manager in Alaska, and he's a guy that spent 14 years working on almost every significant exploration play in the state. And we have the other group there, Bill Burnett, is similarly broad-based experience and really knows how to do exploration in Alaska, how to work your way systematically through the problems of talus and exposure, and we're really lucky to have that quality of staff working on the project.
Okay, from there we jumped on a small fixed-wing aircraft, flew for about three and a half hours, and arrived at the Terra property. At the Terra property, we had a great briefing. Very, very interesting camp, by the way, a very sophisticated camp, a fairly large camp. We jumped into a helicopter and went up and actually saw the vein. Talk about Terra.
Well, Terra is one of the most unusual properties that I've ever worked on. It's a low sulfidation epithermal vein. I've never been on a place where if you saw the banded texture of the vein there, you can get 10 grams per ton. It doesn't matter where you are on that property. If you see that vein texture, you know you can get 10 grams per ton. And we looked at Ben Porterfield had found the property with Kennecott in the mid-1990s. Kennecott signed the claims over to him when they decided to pull out of the project. Kennecott obviously thought it was too small for them. We picked it up in 2005 and started to seriously work on it. We defined vein mineralization over a 4-kilometer strike length on the property and drilled it out. And the two things that make the system at Terra amazing is the vein at Ben's vein is as planar as a piece of paper. We drilled a few holes in 2005 and projected where the vein would be and drilled it again in 2006 and 2007, and that vein is as planar as any vein structure I've ever worked on, and the grade is continuous inside that. So that's the reason why what really makes Terra special you move with confidence that the grade is there.
Yeah, and with the way that particular property is structured, with the interest that that Corvus has in it, it is. I mean, you have a partner who is able to earn up to 51% of it. The interesting thing about that is, if I'm not mistaken, production will commence there next year, and that's going to provide you with cash flow to use on other projects.
That's exactly right. When we looked at what to do with the Terra property, what we saw was that this is a place where a small-scale mining operation could make sense, something on the order of 200 or 250 tons a day, running material that's on the order of 1 ounce per ton. These guys could make some serious profit, and for us, that would become a cash stream that would provide all of the sustaining capital for Corvus Gold to move ahead and make it self-funding. So that was what we were doing when we tried to find the right joint venture partners for the Terra property.
Yeah, and you guys did.
It's coming to pass.
Yeah, and you guys did a really good job. Okay, most people go north to Alaska. Let's go south to Nevada. You've got the North Bullfrog property in Nevada. We're going to go down and take a look at that here probably this fall. What's going on down there? And I know there's a high level of excitement surrounding that property.
Well, North Bullfrog is an area where there's been traditional high-grade vein mining, and we've been looking and drilled out a couple of higher-grade sections there at the Mayflower Prospect, which is more of a fault and vein-type mineralization. But what we've really discovered at North Bullfrog is more like the Round Mountain deposit, where the crater flat ash flow tuff is mineralized continuously over an area now of at least 4 square kilometers. And it's low grade, but what makes it work is it comes out and outcrops at the surface. It's fully oxidized, and large sections of that tuff are going to be able to be mined without any strip. And what we're trying to develop there is a low grade resource. Probably the resource will be on the order of 0.3 grams per ton, but with a strip ratio that's very low and very good metallurgy, we think we're going to have something at North Bullfrog that has the real potential to become a gold-producing operation.
You know, I guess if I were to sum up the Corvus situation, I would have to say that the three things that are really appealing, number one, is the level of expertise of management, and that's documented. That's not an opinion. I mean, Russ is a PhD, Jeff is a master of science, you know, and everybody else is pretty much at least, you know, into that category. I also like the capitalization of the company. There's only about 30 million shares outstanding right now, and that's very positive in my mind. And then, you know what the last thing is? These guys got plenty of money. They're not going to have to go out and raise money in the foreseeable future to do what they want to do. Russ, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Al. I appreciate it.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.